Love Song, written by Alex Miller and read by Lewis Fitzgerald.
When I climbed into bed beside Sabir one night after I'd been drinking, she told me my smell made me unattractive to her. It was a shock. We were both under a lot of pressure. I felt disgusted with myself for drinking, but I was angry with her for saying it to me. I was hurt. He looked at me to see if I was listening. He didn't say anything for a while, but sat looking at me, an apologetic smile in his eyes. I didn't understand Sabir then. I had no idea, really. "But that was me then," he said. "It's not me now." "No," I said. "Of course it's not." The next day I said something really stupid and hurtful to her, and that one stupid remark seemed to determine the rest of our lives. He searched my eyes. "Do you know what I mean? Has that ever happened to you, something like that?" "What did you say to her?" I asked. My question seemed to make him anxious, and he didn't speak for a while. Then he drew a deep breath. I suppose we'd both reached a point of crisis without realizing it. I felt as if I was never going to get home to Australia. I resented her insistence that she had to present her child to her father before we could move on. I didn't say it to get my own back. I wasn't trying to hurt her. The pressures on us were all under the surface. We'd stopped talking about what was important to us. Everything had become subterranean and unspoken. It didn't seem like that to us at the time, of course. It just seemed like one day was following another. But looking back now, I can see that's what happened to us. We still loved each other. We never stopped loving each other. We continued to be gentle and kind to each other. We still wanted to make each other happy. He stopped talking suddenly and looked down at his hands, which he spread on the table in front of him, palms down. They were youthful hands, strong, well-shaped and without blemishes, the hands of a younger man. He sat examining them as if he was proud of his hands. I didn't prompt him in case he decided to say no more. Confession, after all, even to a relative stranger such as I was to John, is not always the easiest strategy for absolving ourselves. He said, "It was one of those things we just blurt out without thinking." He looked up at me. "Sometimes you shift just one small rock and the whole mountain falls on you."